And now it is my sincere honor and distinct pleasure to introduce to you a fantastic woman who's an inspiration to me and an inspiration to many people in the state of Oregon. She was instrumental in helping build what became our dispensary law in the state of Oregon before we were legal and we were medical. We're trying to get medicine to patients. She was there getting the medicine to patients, to cancer patients, to MS patients, to all these patients, even before it was legal to do so in a kind of a storefront manner. She suffered because of that. She'll tell you all about it as well. I'm also proud to say I helped mentor her to get her in starting a normal chapter in Southern Oregon. And she's my partner in an Airbnb in Portland, Oregon called Delta Nine House. Check us out at delta9house.com. You're looking for a 420-friendly place to come visit Portland, Oregon, and check out legalization. We got a room for you. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Lori Duckworth.
Everybody, thank you so much for coming out, and thank you for welcoming Russ and I to Texas. This is amazing. He talked so much about how much he loved it here, and now I see why. Thank you. I am Lori Duckworth, and I'm the former director of Southern Oregon Normal in Medford, Oregon. I ran that chapter for almost 5 years, and we were right next to the federal courthouse. And let me tell you what, those feds were pretty cool. They'd come in to our lobby, they'd check us out, I don't know, every week or so. We sparked up quite a friendship with the guards that marched the perimeters. So much so that 10 days before the governor signed our dispensary bill, which I had heavy input on and helped to craft, Medford Police Department raided my facility. My husband at the time and I were placed in handcuffs along with the 17 members that were in my facility. We were getting ready to have a memorial for one of our female veterans that had passed away. When they came in at 11 a.m. on that Thursday before Memorial Day, it was every director's worst nightmare. We thought we were home free. We were then known as a safe access point. And like Russ said, we've been given away giving away marijuana to patients on the news because, heck, you invite them in to watch you. It was free to do that. Patient-to-patient transfers were legal under the Oregon Medical Marijuana Act as long as you had a patient card, and I did. My husband at the time and I were one of the first 500 cardholders in 1998 when our law passed. It was a long road from 1998 to 2008 when I started So Normal. In 2010, I sued the sheriff of my county, Jackson County, to get my concealed handgun license because, like Russ said, we should be able to have our guns even though we have medical marijuana cards and we're sick. And I won. That pissed him off. We took it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. You can look it up. Winters versus Willis. Well, that made him mad, so he, along with several of the deputy's wives, started a school less than a block from my facility. And for 2 years, they investigated us and trumped up charges. Look it up, Operation Storefront. When they raided us a year later, my husband and I took a plea bargain to get 28 and 29 felonies dropped. They made up the charge, and nobody else in Oregon's ever been convicted of this. But we took it because I didn't want to sit in prison for the rest of my life. And neither did he. The charge was delivery of more than one ounce of cannabis to another medical marijuana cardholder for no consideration. In other words, we did it for free. No one will ever be convicted of that crime again. But we got our guns and our ammunition back. Hell yeah. Never in the state of Oregon had that been done. It also set the precedence for clubs to be open where people could go and congregate and enjoy their cannabis together, until most recently when cannabinoids were thrown into the Clean Air Act and they closed once again. We're fighting that right now in our legislature. It's a hard battle in Oregon. Yes, we have dispensaries, but you know how we did it? We all got out there, we got involved. I organized marches just like this in Medford and Jackson County for 6 years, even 2 weeks before they raided our facility. We had our officers, which we show great respect for wherever I go, who helped us too, and they were great. They didn't want to put us in jail. They even said they were sorry when they handcuffed me because the officer that handcuffed me was my friend. He was doing a job. You know what? My story is don't ever give up. The raid led to the divorce between me and my husband, the destruction of my family, but out of it, I got a correctional officer. My daughter will soon be a lawyer. My youngest son is a chef, and my middle son is a business owner. You can raise productive children. Don't lie to them. Tell them the truth. Tell them what you're doing. Tell them it's your medicine. Teach them that you garden your vegetables right along with your medicine. I always told my children the truth. I never hid it from them. Never. Never give up. One voice speaks to another voice, which speaks to more. You lead marches like this. You always stand by your integrity. You never give up your morals. You speak the truth wherever you go. From Oregon to Texas to Berlin, across the world, you walk the talk of love, you walk in your integrity, and you show respect, and that's what you will get. Break the stigma. Squash it. Be true. Let's have a great march, everybody.
Awesome, Lori. Thank you.